Good morning. We are calling to order the Planning Director hearing of May 6, 2026. My name is Ruth Cueto, and I am the hearing officer for today's agenda on behalf of and delegated by the Director of Planning, Building, and Code Enforcement, Christopher Burton. This meeting is being held via Zoom conference call. Members of the public may participate by following the instructions listed on page 2 of the agenda. If you would like to provide public comment, you have two methods to do so. For participants who joined electronically and have audio input available on their computer or smartphone, they can use the raised hand feature in Zoom during the agenda item they would like to speak to, or click *9 on their phone. Remember to keep your raised hand feature on until planning support staff identify your turn to speak. During the meeting, please call 408-535-8517 or email planningsupportstaff@sanjoseca.gov and identify your name that is listed on Zoom, phone number that you'll call into Zoom with, and what item or items you would like to comment on. All members of the public will remain on mute until the individual identifies they would like to speak and they are unmuted. Planning support staff will identify you by name when it is your turn to speak. At that time, you will be unmuted and can provide comment for the allotted time. If you exceed your allotted time, you may be muted so we can move on to the next speaker. Please note the following. The hearing procedure and order of input will be as follows. I will identify each project as described on the agenda. For those items on the consent calendar, I will ask if anyone wishes to speak on them. If a separate discussion is warranted, I will move the item to the public hearing portion of the agenda. If a separate discussion is not needed, the item will remain on the consent calendar for approval. For those items listed under public hearing, I will ask staff to provide a brief report. The applicant or their representative who wishes to speak on the item will have up to 5 minutes to speak and should identify themselves by stating their name for the record. After the applicant or their representative has spoken, any member of the public who wishes to speak on the item may provide testimony for up to 2 minutes per speaker, either for or against the project. All members of the public should identify their name for the record, although it is not required. Following comments from the public, the applicant may make additional remarks for up to 5 minutes. I will then close the public hearing, and I may ask staff to answer questions, respond to comments made by the applicant or the public, or further discuss the item. I will then take action on the item. If you challenge these land use decisions in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues or someone else raised at this public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to the city at or to the public meeting. The planning director's actions on the agenda items will be final when the permit is signed and mailed, unless the permit or the environmental clearance determination is appealed. The planning director's actions on the permits are appealable in accordance with the requirements of Title 20 of the Municipal Code Zoning Ordinance. The planning director's actions on the environmental review for the permits under the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA, are separately appealable in accordance with the requirements of Title 21 of the Municipal Code Environmental Clearance. Before we begin, I want to remind members of the public to follow our code of conduct at meetings. This includes commenting on the specific agenda item only. Public speakers will not engage in a conversation with the hearing officer or staff. The hearing officer, staff, and the public are expected to refrain from abusive language, repeated failure to comply with the code of conduct, which will disturb, disrupt, or impede the orderly conduct of this meeting, may result in removal from the meeting. This meeting of the director hearing will now come to order. We will begin today's meeting with the deferrals. Any item scheduled for hearing this morning for which deferral to a future meeting date is being requested will be moved to this portion of the agenda and considered on the matter of deferral. I will identify any items to be deferred and ask for comments from the audience. If you want to change any of the deferral dates or speak to the question of deferring these or any other items, please use the raise hand feature in Zoom or click *9 to raise a hand to speak. We have one item proposed for deferral today. Item 2A, PD 25-019 and ER 25-194. Plan development permit to allow paving, landscaping, including the removal of one ordinance-sized palm tree, the creation of 30 EV truck charging stalls and 10 trailer truck storage stalls with charger plug-ins, the construction of an approximately 3,200 square foot maintenance building, and approximately 6,420 square foot recycling and trash enclosure located southeast of the Topgolf Drive and Bay Vista Drive intersection at 4553 North First Street, 4563 North First Street, and 4653 North First Street in Council District 4. Staff's recommendation is dropped to be renoticed for the May 20th, 2026 director hearing per staff request. Is there anyone who wishes to speak on this item? Okay, hearing no, none. I will drop item 2A, which will be renoticed for a later date per staff's request. We will move on to item 3 of the agenda, which is a consent calendar. There are no items on the consent calendar, so we will go ahead and move on to item 4 on the agenda, which is the public hearing. There is one item on the public hearing, and it is item 4A, SP 25 and ER 25-076, a special use permit to allow the expansion of a private elementary school, Harker School, from 580 students to up to 650 students in two phases of construction on an approximately 8.9 gross acre site as follows. Phase one, demolition of the existing approximately 4,800 square foot library building and the construction of a new approximately 34,156 square foot two-story multi-story multi-purpose building with an approximately 6,398 square foot basement parking garage and reconfiguration of the access driveway, parking lot, and vehicular circulation along Rincon Avenue. And phase two, demolition of an approximately 1,020 square foot circulation, oh, sorry, 1,020 square foot portable building and the construction of a, excuse me, construction of an approximately 4,300 square foot one story addition to an existing classroom building, building 500, along San Tomas Aquino Road. And the removal of 43 trees, 21 ordinance, and 22 non-ordinance sized trees located on the southwest corner of San Tomas Aquino Road and Bucknell Road, 4300 Bucknell Road, Harker School Foundation, Council District 1. The staff recommendation is to consider the mitigated negative declaration for Harker Bucknell Multipurpose Building Project in accordance with CEQA and approve a special use permit. I will now ask staff to provide a brief report followed by the applicant, and then we will take public comment.
Thank you, hearing officer. I'd like to share my screen. Can see the screen, right? This is Rina Shah with Planning Division. This special use permit allows the expansion of a private school, elementary school, the Harker School, from 580 students to up to 650 students in two phases of construction on an approximately 8.9 gross acre site. Phase one will allow the demolition of the library building to be replaced with a multi-purpose two-story building, approximately 34,000 in square feet in size, and has a basement parking garage. The site access parking circulation of the site will be all reconfigured. The basketball courts will be moved approximately 150 feet to the north of the site. And the second phase includes the removal of a portable building, a one-story 4,300 square foot classroom addition to Building 500 along Santa Mars Aquino Road. The project includes removal of 43 trees and planting of 91 new 24-inch box trees in the landscape and parking lot areas of the site. The school serves students from kindergarten through fifth grade, will have up to 190 staff members, and the school would continue to operate Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. per their operations plan. The subject site is located on the southwest corner of St. Thomas Aquino Road and Bucknell Road at 4300 Bucknell Road. The site is currently occupied by the existing Harker School buildings and associated parking lots, vehicle circulation driveways, perimeter landscaping, playgrounds, and fields are all part of the school campus. The site is surrounded by single-family residences to the east, south, and west, and a combination of single-family homes and multifamily residential buildings to the north. The site will maintain the access driveways to on-site parking from Bucknell Road as well as West Rincon Avenue. The subject site is consistent with public, quasi-public, general plan designation of the site, especially General Plan Goal ES-1 and Policy ES-1.7, which supports Harker School expansion and will continue, which the school will continue to provide high quality education and has several campuses that are existing in San Jose. The subject site is in the PQP, public quasi-public zoning district, and will be consistent with the private school land uses and development standards of that zoning district. The expansion of the school requires a special use permit as submitted. The project site has adequate access from Bucknell Road and West Rincon Avenue and includes sidewalk and driveway improvements consistent with the city standards. The project is consistent with citywide design guidelines, bike and motorcycle parking, transportation policies, stormwater management, tree removal findings per Chapter 13.32, including tree replacement ratio requirements. The site, as you can see, the special use permit is consistent with City Council Policy 6-30 for public outreach to inform the public of the proposed project. The project information was posted on October 17, 2025. A notice of the public hearing was also distributed to owners and tenants of all properties within the 500-foot radius of the subject site. The draft permit was posted on city's website, and staff has been available to respond to questions from the public. The concerns from the public have mostly been about pickup and drop-off of children, traffic, speed, and circulation around the site. A transportation analysis TA dated January 27, 2026 was performed for the project based on 38 net AM trips and 38 and 17 net PM trips. Sorry. Sorry about that. The transportation analysis concluded that the project would be in conformance with the City of San Jose transportation policy, traffic calming policy for
Sorry,
residential
Rina,
neighborhood.
can I stop you? We're
Oh,
seeing
yes.
the Amanda.
Oh.
I don't know if that's your screen, but if you were trying to share slides, we're not seeing
Oh,
them
okay.
anymore.
It got cut off. Can you see that now?
Yes, thank you.
And this is the subject site. The whole campus. So, a determination for less than significant impacts was made with respect to transportation impacts, a monetary contribution of approximately 100,000 for hardscape traffic calming improvements will be provided by the school. The project will achieve 25 points with implementation of TDM or transportation demand management measures. But the TDM plan, which includes the provision of van, shuttle, transit services. I will now give it to court to speak on CEQA. Thank you.
Good morning, hearing officer and everyone on the call, and thank you, Rena. I will briefly touch on the environmental review for this project. So my name is Court Hitchens. I am the environmental project manager for this project. So this project was reviewed under compliance with the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA, in the city's system under file number ER25-076 and was also posted online for public review with the state clearinghouse. For this project, an initial study mitigated negative declaration, or ISMND, was prepared along with a mitigation monitoring and reporting program. The ISMND and all project-related CEQA documents were posted, as mentioned, to the city's website and to the state clearinghouse for a public review and circulation period that lasted 20 days during February of this year. Next slide, please, Rena. Thank you. So during the environmental review for this project, through the initial study, potentially significant impacts from the proposed development were found to potentially arise during construction related to air quality during re ground or sorry during construction and tree removals for nesting birds, potential impacts to cultural resources during ground excavation to potentially find archaeological deposits, as well as to hazardous materials due to prior use of the site for agricultural uses that would require soil sampling. So all of the potentially significant impacts identified to environmental resources would be able to be lessened to less than significant levels with implementation of the measures in the MMRP, in addition to the city's standard permit conditions included for this project, and no significant and unavoidable impacts would arise from this project. That's all. Thank you, Rena.
Thank you, Court. Additionally, development of the project will be subject to standards, building and grading permit requirements. The Department of Public Works have reviewed the project, and stormwater runoff, drainage, erosion control, and issue, and all the conditions have been provided in their final memo dated March 13, 2026. The project must comply with city's maximum allowable noise level decibels as well. A noise and vibration assessment was prepared, dated September 10, 2025, and concluded that operational noise generated by the project, including traffic, mechanical equipment, and outdoor activities, would not increase the ambient noise levels by more than 3 dBA DNL at the nearby sensitive receptors, especially the single-family homes. Construction-related noise would be temporary and will occur in phases and will be restricted to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday for all work within 500 feet of residential uses. This restriction is incorporated as a condition of approval of this permit. So based on the stated facts and findings and conditions of approval included in the special use permit file number SP25-008, staff concludes that the project will be in conformance with applicable policies of the general plan, the development standards and performance standards of the zoning district, and would not result in adverse environmental impacts under CEQA. Therefore, staff recommends that the Director of Planning consider the mitigated neg deck for Harker Bucknell Multipurpose Building Project in accordance with CEQA and approve the special use permit. This concludes staff presentation, and I'm available for any questions. Public Works team, DOT team, and Court for CEQA and David Keon are also present. The applicants team is also present, and I will hand it over to them. Thank you. And please, if Chrissy has not yet been promoted, please promote her.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes,
Yes,
we
we
can
can
hear
hear
you.
you. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, Chrissy,
Yes,
go
we can
ahead,
hear
please.
you. Yes.
Great. Actually, I'm going to defer to Brian Yeager from Harker. He is ready to speak on behalf of the school. You could promote him as well.
Hello, this is Brian Yeager. Am I coming through?
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much. I want to just take a few seconds to say thank you to the staff at San Jose. I really appreciate all of your work with our team and DevCon in particular on this project. I know you guys get a lot of work and have a lot of things to manage, so thank you for working with us. My understanding is as well that we'll have an opportunity at the end of the public comment session to make some more comments, and I'd be eager to address anything that comes up during this meeting at that point as well. I just in preface, in addition to saying thank you, want to acknowledge that we're really excited about this project at Harker. I think all of you know has been said already that the school has a long history of being an excellent educational institution throughout San Jose and at the site since 1997, I think is when we acquired it. And also, we recognize that our program has great benefit to the community, but also some impact on it. And a big aspect of what we're trying to accomplish here is actually to improve those areas that have been brought up as concern by our own neighbors and by our own community members, and primarily that's traffic in and around schools. So this new project incorporates an additional 20 parking spots on campus from what we currently have, an increase of about 50% in the queuing space by moving our library to the interior part of our campus. And we know this will reduce not only backing up onto the roads around us, but also the speed and ease with which students will load and unload from our campus. So we are looking forward to the benefits of this project for our own community as well as for the neighbors. And are confident that the impacts will be on the positive side for everybody. We also are concerned with sort of traffic and safety in the neighborhood, both for the residents of the neighborhood and again for our own families, many of whom are walking and also driving. And that's why we are eager to volunteer that $100,000, up to $100,000 for calming measures for traffic. We hope that'll make a nice difference throughout the neighborhood as well. I know that again, everyone's put a lot of work into this. Thank you very much. And if there are specific questions or concerns that anyone on the Planning Commission has, happy to address those directly. But I know you've done a thorough job. And so thank you, Ruth, Rena, and Court in particular, but everybody else behind the scenes as well for your work. I don't know if I need to sign off or say I'm done.
Thank you. Okay. We will now move on to public comment. If you are a member of the public who would like to comment on this item, please raise your hand and we will identify you by name. You will have 2 minutes to speak.
Gail, please unmute your device and
Oh,
say your
thank
comment.
you. Hi, my name is Gail Wilson. I have lived in this neighborhood since 1969, and I strongly object to this project, and I urge you to deny the permit. My main reason is the traffic. Currently, with the number of students and employees at Harker, it's for multiple times during the day, it's impossible to exit along Bucknall and Weston Drive. I of course need to commute as well, and I have to travel maybe an extra 2 miles. I go a mile to the east or to the west, I'm sorry, and then back around to get where I need to go, coming and going because of the Harker traffic. There's additional pedestrian traffic as well because the parents park on our streets to walk their kids to avoid the traffic hassles. And they're not always good pedestrians any more than the parents who are commuting are not necessarily courteous drivers. It's just, I think the original school, when it was open, was probably intended for a maximum of 300 kids who were all coming as pedestrians. The neighborhood has grown and it's The traffic is unsafe today, and adding more than 10% of students and the additional staff to serve them will just make it worse and less safe for all of us who live in the neighborhood, and we should be protected. Thank you.
Debbie?
Yes, hi. I kind of want to copycat what the previous person just said. And I appreciate the fact that the school is going to replace those trees. I like that part of it. But we have are so impacted right now, and I know that you guys are all trying to do your best. It's the parents that currently are parents that are coming to our neighborhoods, they have no, they're not nice. You know, running parking in people's driveways, as she said, running over leaf piles, blocking driveways even in between. So there's no traffic control on Rincon currently. I know there is on Weston because I've tried to get out to go to a doctor's appointment, and I appreciate the fact that you have people, three or four employees on Weston trying to help direct that traffic. It's just, we all went to, my husband went to this school when it was Bucknell School. I did also in kindergarten. We could walk to school. I walked my children to Baker down the street. This whole thing is kind of impacted, and I feel really bad. I know these people want their children to have a good education, but we also have public education that's going to be impacted by Harker. There is the tree situation where you're going to remove 43 trees. I'd love to know what kind of trees you're going to replace them with, because the trees that are on Rincon kind of do give us a little bit of a sound barrier. Not much, but they're good. And we need more trees in the city than we do almost in the forest at this point in time. I know that you just mentioned, somebody mentioned about there are going to be activities over here from 7 to 8 p.m. in the evening, which is kind of sad. That really and truthfully takes away. We have some older people who live on Rincon who've been here probably since 1965. My parents owned this house in 1964 also, 65. It's impactful and it's really sad. I want to make sure that everybody gets their just due, but I think it needs to be really re-looked at a little bit better. And I appreciate all the work that all the public people, your people did. I'd like to see that in writing again. I'm recording this.
Nandini, please unmute your device.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, hi. My name is Nandini Acharya. I've lived in this neighborhood since February 2016. It's about 10 years. I live on Della Court, which is diagonally across from Harker. And I do object to this project primarily for the traffic issue. I have serious concerns, and it seems to have gotten worse over recent years. And I know that Harker has tried to be a good neighbor. I appreciate the school, but I think it really comes down to parent education. And I'm just going to be blunt. The parents have a huge sense of entitlement. It's one child per Tesla. They don't understand the concept of a four-way stop sign. And that is what really concerns me getting out of my little court. They don't respect that it's a four-way stop sign and it's a round robin and you have to take your turn. There's some very dangerous driving that I've observed. And I am concerned that there could be a tragedy involving a child. As some of the others have commented, there are pedestrians who have to get to Baker Elementary. The traffic situation is terrible, particularly in the mornings. And recently, it seems like the school had some personnel on that corner of Weston, Bucknell, and Della to direct traffic. And I was very happy initially to see that. But then it seemed like they were definitely prioritizing the Harker parents over the rules of a four-way stop sign. So that's not going to work for the neighborhood. I think I'm very, before the pandemic, there used to be a crossing guard at this intersection, and that has gone away. And it's just impossible. It makes life very difficult to get out of our street And we live in this neighborhood as well. So I really want to hear more about what the plan is to deal with this traffic, because that's my biggest concern with this thing. I do thank all the city professionals for their time as well as the school, and I hope that.
Raji, please unmute your device and begin your comment.
This is Mrs. Raji. I just want to get to the point. I agree with everybody that came in and just said it. It's from our heart. I have been living here since 1989 with my husband. We don't have no children. However, I like the neighborhood. We put the money in to become a senior citizen here. What I'm getting is we have no respect whatsoever from the traffic is a mess. We can't even park our cars front of the door to unload. We come for like 5 or 10 minutes on a day off on Sunday. Somebody comes and give you a parking citation because it was not properly parked since we were unloading it. We paid for that stuff, but these are all the things we are going through, the traffic, the noise from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. We have a double pane windows, but I can hear outside. We're living in this neighborhood. We love the neighborhood. We know what I'm asking you guys. Either please, we're all against it. We don't want any additional noise or situation. If you really want the entire neighborhood, why don't you just offer us multiple times for all of us to get out of this neighborhood? Because the traffic, look at the asphalt, look at the condition of the street. They cannot do anything. Because you guys have been here since, as you said, 97. Look at everything around us. The traffic is mess. We can't even walk. And I agree with every one of these people that came up and just they share their thoughts. Thank you so much.
Samir?
Hi there. My name's Shamid. I live on Doraville, just south of the school. I also wanted to kind of express my very apprehension. I have a daughter who goes to Baker Elementary. The traffic challenge, there's two big things where I think when everyone's alluded to this traffic problem. In the mornings between Weston and Rincon, the traffic backs up all the way around the school. And it's a very difficult, takes what should be a 3 minute drive to get to Baker from Doraville is like a 15 plus minute drive, having to go figure out how to get around it. It's dangerous because the traffic, the cars try to go to the right side and other cars are trying to get around it. So as you're turning from Weston onto Bucknell, that stop sign, it's not a great situation where for those who are trying to either turn right around the Harker traffic or turn left to get to Baker. I will say also just in terms of the school start time, it's very well researched that adult aid start time is better for schools. And it feels like Harker has kind of won that battle of having the later start time vis-a-vis Baker, who starts at 8. And I think staggered times also help. But I think in general, we've kind of put some of those kids at disadvantage because Harker has a later start time. I would say the other thing that I would flag here is just kind of community inequality. Harker as a school, great. I realize it's a great education. It's $51,000 a year to attend Harker. There are very few people, if any, in the neighborhood that can afford to go to that school. And so we're sacrificing the quality of life of those in the neighborhood for, those who can afford the school. So I appreciate what, the motivations are, and I appreciate having that offering for those who can afford it. But we're sacrificing quality of life and traffic for those who cannot, for a very, very specific set of folks in the traffic. So thank you for considering and thinking through what the consequences are.
That concludes our speakers.
Thank you. I am going to ask the excuse me, the applicant if he has some more information he would like to add. And specifically, actually, if you can also address parent education in terms of drop-off, pickup that was raised, and then also opportunities for enhanced staff sort of traffic direction along Rincon.
Sure, am I on? This is working?
Yes.
Great, thanks. Yeah, thank you. I'd be happy to speak a little more. So again, I appreciate the neighbors who have spoken and sharing their concerns. I can address a couple things. We know that when we complete the project, like our impact on the immediate roads will be improved. I mean, as I said, we are increasing the queuing space by 50%. That'll get a lot more cars off the roads to mitigate, the backup. It might still happen, but it's going to happen less frequently and be less significant. And therefore, we hope to improve the safety conditions and the flow of traffic rates for everybody around the neighborhood. And again, more parking on site for staff and visitors, but recognizing that, yeah, our entry and exit from school does utilize the space and the roads, and we know that, and that's part of the reason we're making these big changes, is to enhance that. I'm very confident, we're very confident that modifications will work. We do educate our parents. We really stress it about how they interact with the neighborhood. We have certain rules about turning only right out of campus. We talk every parent coffee we get by grade level and large level, and it reinforce our expectation for our parents not to park in driveways, not to block spaces, not to park on leaf piles. And I know it happens sometimes because we hear about it from the neighbors, but believe me, whenever we know about it, if it's somebody who does it, we correct their behavior. We also are concerned about traffic in the neighborhood and from other parents, not or other vehicles, some driven by teenagers that have nothing to do with Harker. And that's part of the reason we support the traffic calming measures, which I know the city wants to wait till after the construction's finished to determine the best use of those $100,000 funds, which we're happy to do and to contribute for everyone's benefit in the neighborhood. Our presence on the roads, we have staff out at the corners and the driveways, mostly shepherding our parents in. And at times we've had some people at the crosswalk. I think that was a Harker person. That was pre-COVID, and there was a staffing, additional staffing member we had back then. That's something we certainly can consider. But we know that on campus we have a lot of people helping kids get in and out of cars. The last thing, two things. There was a comment about noise. Our program ends every day at 6 in the evening, and we'll continue to do so. We're not asking for a change there. I think what was said is that the construction could go until 7, and I know that's generally not the hour at which it ends, but I think that's the window in which it's available for the contractor. Occasionally we have evening events, but we're limited on those. But our basic program ends at 6. And as to the tree question, yeah, most of those redwoods on Rincon are staying. I think the preponderance of trees that are slated for removal are interior trees, and some redwoods that have been designated by the arborist as unsafe or failing trees. So we're keeping the perimeter trees is intact almost entirely, and it's mostly interior tree removal and then replacement. I don't know the varieties that are going in, so I don't have that level of detail. But please know, we really care about the trees and want shade and all the tree benefits that they bring. I think that covers those questions. If there's other specific things I could ask, please let me know, staff. Thank you again.
Thank you. Staff, can you please, if you have any responses to the comments raised, and then also specifically the kind of trees, if we can address that comment.
Yes, I can speak to the trees, and then I'll have Florin and Manjit speak to traffic and calming, traffic calming measures. So the trees that are going to be planted, and as Brian said, the trees to be removed are mostly interior to make space for the multipurpose building. The trees that will be planted will be mostly the similar kind, which are London Plane, Chinese pistache, and maple, red maple, acer, as trees. So they'll be similar to the existing trees that are already there on the, which are going to remain on the site. And I will now have Florence speak to the traffic study, the analysis that done for the school, and how that conforms to the city policies. Thank you.
Yeah,
And Renzel is there too.
I can speak on it, Rina. Yeah, so good morning, hearing officer. So I'll just go over a general overview of what we studied in the transportation analysis. So a transportation analysis was studied for the project in accordance with City Council Policy 5-1 under CEQA and Policy 5-1. We analyzed VMT, or vehicle miles traveled, to determine the transportation impacts. And the results of that VMT analysis indicates that with the continued operations of Harker's carpooling and private shuttle programs, the proposed project would result in less than significant VMT impacts. Along with the TA, a local transportation analysis, or LTA, was prepared to study the project's effects on the surrounding neighborhood, vehicle delay, operations queuing, stuff like that. From a operations or congestion standpoint, the analysis showed that there would be no adverse effects at the intersections. With regards to the queuing operations, as Brian mentioned, the project will be expanding the on-site queuing space for the vehicles to queue up during drop-off and pick-up loading times, and to minimize the amount of queuing or vehicles that are queuing into the public right away along Rincon and Bucknell. So they are trying to minimize that from occurring as much as possible. And in addition to that, we also coordinated with the city's Department of Transportation neighborhood traffic team to provide additional short-term parking zones along Bucknell Avenue, along the school's frontage, to minimize vehicles using the neighborhood streets and blocking driveways, to minimize that sort of issue to occur. With regards to the traffic calming policy, as mentioned previously, the project will be providing a monetary contribution of 100K, and a study will be done post-occupancy. So, we can see what sort of traffic patterns are occurring there, and seeing what best to help improve that area. We will work with Council District 1, as well as the local residents, to determine the appropriate traffic calming measures. But some traffic calming measures that could be implemented could include speed humps, street edge lines to narrow the roadway widths, and intersection improvements if there's, enhanced crosswalks, or any way to minimize the amount of vehicle pedestrian conflicts at intersections. And then lastly, I'll just go over the project will be doing a transportation demand management plan, or TDM plan. So as I guess I mentioned, that the project will be maintaining their private school shuttles. So we're hoping that students can enroll in that private school shuttles and minimize the amount of parents and students who are using the single occupancy vehicles to pick up and drop off. They could use private shuttles as an option that is provided by Harker. And another TDM measure that the project will implement is education and marketing. So they'll inform the parents and students, as well as their employees, about the other multimodal options in the area, such as transit stops in the area, bike network, and carpool programs that is organized by Harker. So, with all that mentioned, that'll hopefully minimize the amount of traffic generated by Harker. And city staff and myself will is also here to answer any specific questions. Thanks.
Thank you, Renzel. Thank you, Rina. The public comment period has been closed for this item already. I appreciate the team's work on this, your presentation, the staff report, staff permit. And I sincerely want to thank the residents and the neighbors who joined us today. I am also very familiar with sort of school drop-off. I think a lot of us are. It can be very chaotic all across San Jose. But we do appreciate you calling in and sharing sort of the perspective and the frustration of what you have to deal with, in the mornings and afternoons. I will say that when it comes to sort of this, the school, the traffic impact across schools, I think it has to be a multi-pronged approach to improving what is currently there, improving and ensuring that there's safety for our students, for the children, for the community. And what staff has presented here are those options, some of those options, which is the improved infrastructure that will come with the redesign and the expansion of the school, with more queuing space, with future traffic calming measures that I strongly encourage the neighborhood to continue to connect with the council office, because that will be your conduit. I think the easiest conduit to understand where that $100,000 could potentially go for in terms of safety, in terms of improvements for the neighborhood. The other sort of I think lever that can be changed here in order to improve the situation is behavioral. And I think that that's the hardest part, right? It's how parents, how we all behave when we're dropping off and picking up our children. And I want to strongly encourage the school, Harker, to continue to convey that message to the parents about impact to the neighborhood, about being a good neighbor, about my school, public school, my child's public school constantly sends us, those reminder emails. It come from our principal, and sometimes a little bit of that does help and reminds us that, we are here, and we sort of it's maybe 15, 30 minutes in the morning, but we need to be mindful of the behaviors on the road. And sort of related to that, I will say, is also enforcement. The San Jose Police Department does have a traffic enforcement unit. Like many of our departments, it is short-staffed and it's complaint-based. And I strongly encourage the neighbors to submit those. If you feel that there needs to be some traffic enforcement, the motorcycle police officers are out there. They've come to my school as well. That may be sometimes what can help in this situation. And so I encourage the residents and the neighbors to visit San Jose Police Department's website. They have a traffic enforcement unit, and you can submit your request through that website. With that, I will move forward and recommend, I'm sorry, recommend, and I will going to give my approval for this special use permit, considering the mitigated negative declaration for the project, and again, approve the special use permit for the Harker School expansion. This now concludes the director's hearing for May 6, 2026. Thank you all for joining us.